The Donegal Derry Vipers are preparing for the 2019 season, and as part of the preparations there will be a number of tryouts, including one in Letterkenny tomorrow at the Aura Leisure Centre. And delighted to say in studio from the Donegal Derry Vipers we have Padraig Rose, who is the head coach. We have Dean Cullen, who was recently voted Club Man of the Year, and Niall Lyons, the defensive captain, and I'm told a four-year veteran with the Vipers. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to Highland Radio. Padraig, you've come a long way to be with us, all the way from Drumkeen, we believe. You've been involved since the very start, really. Well, the last 5 years with the Vipers. So you're one of the seasoned players at this stage. And you've also been involved as a referee.
Yes. I've seen the ads on Facebook, or my wife's seen it on Facebook. And it was something I was always interested in. I never thought I would get a chance to play it, but we all headed down on the first night. Our day was in Alia, and there was a good group of lads there, and it was good crack, so I just kept going back and back, and here I am, head coach now. So.
Yeah. Well, 5 years on, and last year was a particularly good year, so you're definitely making strides in the right direction.
Yeah, we won our... We won our division last year in the league. We had 8 games and we lost. We lost one game, won 7. Got to the semi-finals and fortunately got beat in the semi-finals by the Dublin Rhinos.
Right.
Yeah, just couldn't get into the game. We had a bad start and just couldn't recover again. It's a big game about momentum, American football, and it's hard to get it when you don't have it, and once you do get it, it really does help, you know, going forward, like, you know.
Great to bring in Dean at the stage. Dean Cullen, voted Club Man of the Year this year. You've been involved from the start. You had a spell out through injury, so that obviously must have been frustrating. Very much active off the field, I believe, social media, and recently as part of the promotion for tomorrow's tryout at Letterkenny Aura Centre, you produced a snappy little video.
I do me bit. I wouldn't just say that I go over the top of it as much as everybody else now, but it's a great team. There's a great crowd in the committee that kind of do a lot of work behind the scenes. There's a fair bit goes into organising the season. Like, we've kind of started as soon as the off season started last year, trying to get prepared for the tryouts and stuff like that. Now and getting venues organised and things, but the likes of Cahill and Niall Lyons and stuff beside us here, and all the other guys in the committee. It's long. So
tell us, what sort of a panel numbers wise do you really need to operate off?
You would want ideally 30 plus men at a minimum. Anything kind of 40 or above, which we had in the first season, about 45 I think in the first season. So it always helps that if you do get a man that goes down injured, you have a man there to back up. But it's one of those things where you always have somebody to pick you up as well, even if you're down. Like, there's a real good vibe about the team as well, and in the huddle and stuff. So
no, it's a game that has plenty of razzmatazz in the States, and you've brought that over here. Matches you've played at a number of venues, including Killochali, and just the sheer spectacle of it, and I suppose quite a few people who've become involved have maybe gone down as curious onlookers in the first place.
Yeah, 100%. Especially the games we do in Letterkenny, they're an event. It's a family event. Like, we have bouncy castles and stuff for kids. And the team that we actually played this year, the Antrim Jets, they all said this afterwards, it was probably the best game they've played, and it was the best venue as well. So, like, it's one of them things that when you hear that coming back to you, it's a good thing as well. So.
Great. Now, Niall Lyons, you're the defensive captain and a four-year veteran with the Vipers. You're from Derry, so how did you get involved?
I heard it on this radio station, would you believe? I used to be a delivery driver, so I was listening away to the radio and it came on. I was always interested in it. When I was younger, I knew the league existed and whatnot, but there was never no teams close to me. But 4 years ago, heard it on the radio, decided to go down. Loved it from the start. I just threw myself into it. It's one of the best things I got into. I couldn't recommend it anymore to anybody that wants to hear it. All my friends, I'm trying to get them on it. You do what you can.
Now, you're a defensive captain, so explain to us a little bit about the different roles. It's not like a soccer team with just one captain.
No, we'll have two captains. We'll have three captains normally. We'll have one on the offence, one on the defence, and one on special teams. And then you have, the way the refereeing works is sort of like rugby, only the captain can speak to the referee. So you have like a speaking captain that can only, he's the only person that can go and speak to the referee. So we normally divide that out among the captains. And then you just, as a captain, you just do your usual job, get everybody riled up, ready to go, keep everybody organised at the sideline, just the usual sort of, it's the same way, sort of idea in football, but it's just a wee bit different way our sport, you know how it is.
Now, bringing Portagroves back in again, the new head coach, can you tell us a little bit about tomorrow, if somebody's going down to the Aura Leisure Centre from 10 to 12, it's a tryout, so what exactly does that involve?
Well, we're basing it basically on the NFL Combine, which is kind of a tryout they have for players coming into the league. We'll be doing the normal 40-yard dash, three cone drills, 20-yard dash, all the fundamentals, basically, in American football, just to see how guys grade out and where, what position, actually, they would more suit, you know, because some people mightn't have seen the game before or have never even thought about playing another sport, but it's just to give them an idea of where they should probably try out for what position, you know.
Now, Dean Cullen, Clubman of the Year, this is your fifth season involved. What about the opposition that you're taking on? They're from all over the country.
Yeah, like there's, we went as far south as Mullingar and Kildare last year. So it's a long outslog. Sometimes Wexford had to come up to us as well. But the way the league structured is kind of in two parts. So they try and do it north and south, like north and south half of the country. Depends who you draw. It's luck of the draw, to be honest with you, more than anything else. So.
And the 2019 season, what league will you be playing in?
AFL 1, which is the second tier down from the top tier. Again, it'll probably be split this year, I would say. There's a few new teams coming in as well. So.
And I presume with quite a lot of clubs, you may have played them last year, but the personnel can change. So you're going into a season really not knowing. Obviously, you'll want to push for promotion, but I suppose until you get out there, it's hard to gauge that.
Yeah, it's one of the other things. It's kind of what the tryouts are all about as well. It's like a lot of the people, it'll be fair to say, that started off with us on our team might not have really had an idea what's way the rules and stuff worked. Even myself, I only had a fleeting interest in it, but then when you get into it, then it's great. Like, so it's all about the drive and getting new blood in. Every team's different every year, so.
Right, Niall Lyons, defensive captain. Tell us a little bit about the gear. Many people will have seen the game on television, and in some ways you're well protected, but you're taking a lot of hits.
Oh, yeah, surely. We would wear leg protection. You have to have your leg protection, so you have to have your thigh pads and your knee pads and your tailbone pad. And then you have your upper pads, so your shoulder pads, and then your helmet and your gum shield. It can get expensive if you were to buy yourself, but as a thing we offer as our club is we can supply you with the kit. We just ask for player fees for the year, you know, and we'll supply you with the kit, which lowers the barrier to entry a wee bit. So people are worried about not having the money to buy the gear. As long as you have a pair of football boots and a gum shield and a bit of drive about you, we'll be able to get you kitted out and we'll look after you and you can come down and get a go at it.
Right. We're talking about the tryouts tomorrow at Letterkenny's Aura Leisure Centre for the Donegal Derry Vipers. If you're interested in American football and maybe thinking of getting involved, that's the place to go. Portagroves, in terms of your preparations for matches during the season, tell us a little bit about the training. Do you train a couple of days a week or what's the process?
The training is every Sunday, and we'll streamline it this year to 2 hours on a Sunday morning from 11 to 1, and it's normally in Derry, like, but there's always people going from Donegal. Like, there's a lot of Donegal lads on the team. There's plenty of opportunity for lifts. The training itself, we start out with a warm-up, and then it's individual drills. So, like, say, all the running backs that be together, all the wide receivers, all the defensive backs or linebackers, they all go into their own groups, do kind of fundamental training. From that then we'll go on to position drills, so like the running backs will line up against the linebackers, do drills together, wide receivers with the cornerbacks, and QB will normally train with his O-line. then we'll end up with a bit of a scrimmage and a warm down then. So that it's, we have it streamlined, but we're really sticking to a tight schedule to keep it intense, so it helps with the fitness also, you know. Yeah, it's always great crack though, because you know the bunch of lads, one's trying to get on the up on the other side, you know. So it works well, like, and it's great crack.
Now, Dean, anybody watching the game on television in America, there's quite a lot of commercial breaks and maybe a bit more stoppages than over here, but how long does a game generally last when you're involved here?
Sometimes you can be glad of the break, man, you're playing, but they can vary from 2 hours to 2.5 hours, to that's kind of the average time scale of it, like, you know. Thankfully there isn't a big long delays. It's a much faster game than what people realise whenever you're actually there at it. There's a lot more going on than what you actually see when you're watching the TV, so for me, whenever I was injured, I started taking photos, and there's definitely a lot more to take in and a lot faster than you think it's going to be. So
Niall, if you had a message to people out there who are maybe thinking about it, it's, you know, why not give it a try?
Exactly. Come down, step out of your comfort zone. We were all complete newbies when we started. We didn't know what we were doing, but we all learned. And those that had more experience, every year as we went, trained the newer players up. So as soon as you come onto the team now, you're coming up a lot faster. You're learning everything a lot quicker. We had to start from the start when we started, but we got it. We made it here. We got promoted. We're up in the middle section now. We're aiming for promotion. Just come down, give it a go. We'll keep you right. Have a bit of fun, and you'll not regret it. I promise you that.
And Paul, just in conclusion, when you're playing teams from around the country, I presume there are some people who maybe have played maybe in the States or at a higher level.
More so at the top level, but there would be guys that have played. We had a few a couple of years ago. They were over just on for a year or whatever, and you can kind of see the difference between the way they play the game compared to the way we play. It's slightly different, the way they tackle and so on, but as Niall is saying, just come down and have a go. It's
and great camaraderie about the club, and people like Cathal Curran involved, and obviously you need sponsors and support, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, a hell of a lot. The committee does untold work, you never see it unless you're, I suppose, involved with it directly, but it's very important, the sponsorship.
So the league season will get underway around March and all going well, there's the cup competitions. How many games could you end up playing if
all goes well? There'll be 8 regular season league games and then a semi-final and a final then, so 10 in total. Hopefully we'll get
Course, you have a Facebook page which generally has some footage and photographs.
All the time, with Dean taking photos and all. So,
and just one other thing, tomorrow 10 o'clock the leisure centre, or a leisure centre for anybody who wants to come down for a tryout. In terms of what age can you start, what would you say there?
It'd have to be 18. 18 is the minimum. So 18 up to whatever. We have guy Pod, he's 45 and he's still playing. So it doesn't matter. I'd be all right.
So there might be a role for a few elder statesmen.
Yes, definitely. Anybody, all sizes of ships.
Great. Well, Pádraig Rose, head coach, Dean Cullen, and Niall Lyons, many thanks for coming into studio.